Greetings, interstellar travelers. Welcome to Point Zero Star, a sci-fi RPG adventure with five humble Canadians pretending to crew a spaceship nearly 2,000 years in the future. I'm your host and stargazer, Paul Crevazier. We're crafting the story of the crew of the Mary Shelley using the Uncharted Worlds role-playing game written by Sean Gomez, adapted from a game called Powered by the Apocalypse. Who are the crew of the Mary Shelley? Why, that would be Vinyl Flyaway, played by Maddie McManny.
I would just hate it if we walked in there, you know, with like a gun, and then she shot us with our own gun.
Nyx Nedra, played by Samantha Odber.
And she looks up at Nyx, and she's studying you for a sec, just eyeing you up.
I flex.
Kaze, played by Tom DeGroot.
You'll have to excuse me, Coachella, but I'm going to have to cut our lunch short.
Coachella's my sister.
And Captain Rust Duckers, played by Jake DeGroot.
And he's like, that's you, right?
Yeah, it is. And, if you ever hear anybody talking about it, just remind them who you sold this thing to.
And now for a teaser of what we have in store.
The last time we played, you had all just finished a simulation. You finished the simulation and it released you, and a strange pressure was released from around your head.
Who am I? Where am I? Who are you people?
The escape pods had been either used or ejected, who knows? There were no crew members on board. There was limited salvage that you could use, but there was this big black obelisk thing.
Oh, fuck, man. And we put the helmets on?
Oh. Someone should go and get one of those orbs. And then I stick my finger on my nose.
As she comes up behind you and says, there is a problem. I don't know if you... And the whole ship gets rocked.
Oh, shit!
As another warning shot explodes off the bow, and you hear over the intercom, Vaco,
Luca, somebody better get up here! They're not so happy, huh?
But it's just a voice coming over the intercom, a female voice, and says,
look here, you are gonna surrender the contents of your vessel. I'm not Hail gonna ask ship. Again. Lower your defenses and allow us to board you.
Can we board them? I fire up the flyer.
If what you heard intrigues you and you just can't wait to get to the rest of the story, we admire your thirst for adventure. We'd just like to preface your journey by saying that when we started with episode 1, none of us had ever made a podcast before. We did the best we could at the time, but episodes 1 and 2 are pretty rough compared to episode 3 and onward. You may notice a few changes to the show's opening format as we progress through the story, and I figure out how to boil that. That egg. That being said, the rest of this transmission describes how we built the story up from the beginning, and I go into a bit of detail describing the setup of the game that we are playing. So again, if you're just here for the action, go ahead and jump into episode 1, or episode 1.5, which is nearly the same as episode 1, just more polished and cut down for time. Still here? I'm thrilled and excited to tell you more about our journey's beginning. The five of us used to play Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition together for nearly 4 years. At the time, I was writing and dungeon mastering for a homebrew game I named The Fractured Realm, and we were having a blast. When we started the second chapter of our game, The Perils of Witchmarsh, we decided to start recording our sessions in hopes of turning it into an actual play podcast. Unfortunately, and somewhat fortunately, we lost some of our recordings, and we despaired. But we finished the main storyline, killed the big bad, and I decided to merge one story into another. We had already discussed moving to the sci-fi game Uncharted Worlds. So as they defeated the great and terrible Zaxxel, I described to our heroes Ollie Bayumbo, played by Maddie McManny, and Wynn Shieldarm, played by Samantha Ogbur, Horan Klenthinalar, played by Tom DeGroote, and Yakov Medvedevich, I've never been able to say that right, played by Jake DeGroote. I described to those heroes a strange pressure being released from around their heads, and regaining consciousness as Vinyl, Flyaway, Nick Snedra, Kaze, and Russ Duckers. From there, we poured into the Uncharted Worlds book and used its universe creation chapters to forge our story. We wanted it to be placed in our reality, just far flung into the future. The Uncharted Worlds book suggested that each player be from a different faction, and we went bigger. Why not civilizations? Why not so far into the future after something terrible happens to Earth that humanity has gone in vastly different directions? And so we came up with scientists discovering the early end of our sun was imminent, and humanity jumping ship, so to say, to save themselves. Thus, we imagined humanity bonding together to create the Ark ships, 9 tubular vessels designed to rotate to simulate gravity and support hundreds of thousands of people from across the planet. We imagined each ship being named for or by the regions and nations of Earth who built them. The lottery by which non-essential personnel were chosen for each ship. Each of the players created a ship that would eventually found the civilization their character would come from. Jake chose the Saudi American Corporation ship for Russ Duckers, which would become the Saddam Systems. Tom chose the Gold Ocean Starship for Kaze, which would become the Kogane Imperium. Sam chose the Can-Euro Union ship for Nyx, which would become the Can-Euro or Eurocan systems. Maddie chose the Prime Sail ship, which arrived first in the new stretch of stars and became Nuevo Huevo. There were 5 other Ark ships, but unfortunately, not all of them made it. The Great Clan ship was lost to a space anomaly. The Russo-Persian colony ship was sabotaged and never got beyond the Sol system, and the North Star Passage went missing 500 years into their journey. However, 2 of the non-player generated ships made it, the Mothership, which became the New Cradle Systems, and the Glory Among the Stars Everlasting, who were the second ship to arrive in the new stretch. They chose a nebulous and somewhat dangerous stretch of space to cut communications with the rest of the civilizations, who now simply call them the Glory. From there, we set a timeline. It took 500 years for the sun to wipe out Earth. And while researching and building the Ark ships, South American citizens discovered a material deep beneath the Earth's crust we call the thread, a unique material that when woven into a sail, positioned correctly around a ship, and charged with an incredible energy, allows a vessel to travel close to the speed of light. So, just before the Earth is wiped out, the Ark ships launched, and after a 1,000-year journey, the 6 surviving Ark ships arrive in the Golden Stretch and start to build. The Nuevo Huevo find one of the Primus Goldilocks planets and stick mostly to develop it in a resource-conscious manner. The Glory arrive, and again, no one has heard from them, and now they fiercely protect their territory. The Mothership find a nearly prime planet and some moons, and use genetic manipulation and cybernetic enhancement to form new, unique ecosystems. The Saudi American Corp find a decent planet near the New Cradle, and also a wealth of mineral resources, and creating a very disproportionate lower-to-upper-class system of power. Then, the Golden Sail arrives to a rough planet to terraform, and a vast number of moons and asteroids to inhabit, so they expand quickly to safeguard their resources. Finally, the Can-Euro Union arrive, and there aren't really any planets near enough to habitable left, so they stretch their territory over solar systems very far apart and live mostly in enclosed environments on moons, asteroids, space stations, and roving starships. So Point Zero Star begins roughly 350-ish years after all the Ark ships have arrived and the six civilizations have established themselves, fought, made peace, and explored the universe. We join the crew of the Mary Shelley, a cargo and salvage ship rebuilt by Russ Duckers and his wartime companion Zoya, as our main characters pull off their helmets that have joined them to a huge, mysterious black box they had just salvaged off a derelict ship. That is where our story begins in episode 1. Thank you for sticking around and listening to me rattle on like a nerd. We hope you enjoy the show and feel free to let us know what you think on Twitter at @pod_0, Facebook, Point Zero Star, every word spelt out. Follow us on Instagram as @PZS Podcast, all one word. I've been your host and stargazer, Paul Crevazier. I'm on Twitter as @PWC of Witchmarsh. We're excited to bring our story to your imaginations, so what are you waiting for? We'll see you out there, interstellar travelers, among the stars.